I was born in Sioux City, Iowa. My dad was a professor at Morningside College, and my mother also was an adjunct teacher there. And they created theater and musical theater. This is back in 1950s and 60s, because I'm 70 years old. And I lived on campus, you know, at least till 8, and then we moved. But and it's so funny because a couple years ago, when I was asked to audition again for Kimberly Akimbo as a possibility of replacing on Broadway, I was on my way to Iowa to work with some persons with developmental disabilities in creating monologues. And my host there drove me to the campus at Morningside College just to walk around again. It was quite a thrill. And I didn't realize, oh, I remember this. I remember this. That was my dad's office up in that window. It was quite fun.
Well, Anne, I've got the tape started on this end. You've got to be excited to be coming back to your home state to perform the title role in this show. I guess you're going to have your own cheering section here in Des Moines.
I probably not. I don't. It's been so long. I don't know if it. Well, that's not true. I think the people from the college that I went to, and I'm trying to. My brain is so tired. I can't remember where I was in Iowa, but it was delightful, and they'll probably come, and there'll probably be some other people. But yeah, I'm very excited. Who knows? There are people I'm not aware of that'll be. They'll say hi. Do you remember me? Oh my goodness, yes.
Well, how often do you
Oh,
get back
fun.
to, you mentioned you were back here not too long ago. Do you come back to Iowa very
Yeah.
often? And are there any must-dos while you're here next week?
I don't know what I want to do. That's what I'm hoping you'll tell me what I should do. Although I'll be honest, we're only there a week, and my job is to do the show, and I'm the oldest member of the company. So usually after a show, I go home and go to bed. yeah, with Des Moines, I've never been to Des Moines. And I'm really excited about exploring and playing with there. What are fun things? Well, we can talk about that later, but fun things I can do while I'm in Des Moines.
Sure thing. You know,
But yeah, I'm excited. This is a beautiful show, and I think Des Moines is really going to respond to it. It's full of heart in a time where we really need some heart. And it's about people who are, well, do you want to hear what my take on the show is?
absolutely.
Okay. The show basically is about a 15-year-old turning 16 during the course of the play, who has a rare genetic disease that causes her to age 4 to 5 years every year. So even though she's turning 16, she's actually in the body of a 70-year-old. And that would be me. I am, by spirit, a 16-year-old in a 70-year-old body. So I usually just jokingly say I just have to show up. But she has to do, she's very optimistic with this affliction that she has. She also has a very dysfunctional family, which are hilarious to the audience, but they're so dysfunctional. She has an aunt that could probably put her up on a felony charge. She has trying to navigate in a high school looking like a 70-year-old, a lunch lady, trying to make friends. And she does. She makes friends with a wonderful kind of, you know, neurodivergent young man that wants to take an adventure too. And it's how she navigates all that when realizing that 16 is her average life expectancy. And when that aha moment happens for her is quite fascinating, and how she navigates through that is quite beautiful.
Well, Anne, I've got to think that today in Hollywood and on stage, there is so much demand for hot young blonde actresses. And how much of a thrill
I'm
this
not
must be.
that.
Well, this must be a great thrill for you to be having a veteran like you to have a lead role like this.
Right, because I have red hair and I'm short. I'm 70, so I'm not any of those other things. It's interesting. David Lindsay Abaire wrote this as a play first, and it did quite well. It didn't have the teens in it, except for the Seth character that she befriends. So when he had been working with Jeanine Tesori, they did Fun Home, for example. They wanted to write another musical together, and Jeanine said, "Well, duh, David, it's Kimberly Akimbo." And a lot of people will tell you that it actually works better as a musical. It's so beautifully crafted, the two of them. Jeanine's music, along with what the storytelling is beautiful, and profound and funny. That's what people have to remember. What sounds like a very serious subject is hilariously funny and full of heart. And so, that he wrote Kimberly Akimbo for, her name is actually Kimberly Lovaco. Akimbo is a part of an anagram storytelling that Seth's character, he is obsessed with creating anagrams. And he really was looking for things for actresses of my age that, you know, when we get older, we don't do much. And so he decided to write Kimberly Akimbo. And so it's given, you know, like Victoria Clark, a whole bunch of people who've been doing it and people my age, a chance to do a wonderful, juicy, fresh, young kind of quality show, being trapped in the body of Superman. I'm kidding.
Well, you know, stage productions being what they are, they could have hired somebody young and made them look old, but they went with you. Would you say that...
Go ahead.
We'll just say playing this role as a teenager presents you with any challenges.
No, I'll tell you. It's interesting because some people say they think I am a 16-year-old with older makeup on. Of course, when I'm on stage, you can't tell. You don't see the lines on my face. So some people think I am young, and they're shocked when I say, no, I'm really 70. I work with teenagers. I have a theater company called Saracilla Productions, and this love for theater and theater arts is really because of my parents. I mean, I grew up right in Morningside College with the creativity of the both of them. And wow, I've started this company to help people develop their own solo theater. That means standing on stage by yourself and creating story, but in a theatrical way. And so we go into performing arts high schools, and I work with 16-year-olds. So my Kimberly, for me, is a conglomeration of all the 16-year-olds that I adore so much. This little gesture with his hand, this compulsion to feel fabric is Savannah. The twist of a particular foot in certain situations, that's my tribute to Maggie. You know, there's all those little fun little things that when I go into the show every night, I get a little tickle in my heart because I know here comes Savannah, here comes Maggie, here comes Tony, you know, all those little fun little moments. No, for me, it's a joy. It's fun to let my childhood come back up again.